Jeez, it was good to see some local footy. The QCCS Mackay Cutters won big against the Capras, and when it comes to other sports, and Cam Smith, Dobbo from the Rush Hour, mate, good morning.
How are we, guys? 44-16, that is an absolute drubbing of the Capras. And if you want to get on board, Mackay, you can tell you what, mate, you guys have got a decent football team there this year, and oh, God, it could be a long year for the Capras, I hate to say.
Hasn't been off to a great start for them, no.
Yeah, no, I mean, trial form, some people say it's only trial form. You can take a lot out of it or you can't. They would be saying that they can't take a lot out of it. They're in a bit of trouble. But, look, it's hard going at the moment. But great news, all five teams, Cyril Connell, Mal Meninga and Hastings Deering, all of them got through. Mackay, that's a great, great trial form for you guys. And obviously, it's a couple of weeks away from the Intra Super Cup season starting. So that's going to be put you guys in really good stead, because it's such a proud club, the Cutters. They've had success in the past. And you know what? I still remember when that one Jason Tamalolo was running around there, Greeny, or I think it might have even been Neil Henry, didn't raid him.
And, really?
How embarrassing.
Neil Henry didn't raid him as a player, so he goes back to the Super Cup. Surprise, surprise, they win the comp. You know, it's funny how that happens. So, yeah. You know, it speaks volumes, and it's such a great nursery. And this year, even more with the under-20s, this is where a lot of blokes who are probably in that top 30 squad, they get to go back, play a bit of football, and obviously hone their craft and get ready to play against men. So it's a great thing and a great system. So now, quickly on Cam Smith, guys. Everybody was talking about it a couple of weeks ago. Is he going to retire? It's a two-horse race. It's either the Titans or the Bronx. My heart says it's going to be at the Broncos. I think the longer this goes on, the bigger chance. I spoke to Kevin Walters and Carl Morris, who's the chairman, on Friday night at their trial about it. Both of them said they've got cap space and they want him. They've been in discussion with him. Mal Meninga lied last week and said he hadn't spoken. Funny thing, I was at a sportsman's lunch on Friday, and Anthony Lafranchi, who's the GM of football, goes, oh, no, we've been talking to him for 3 weeks. So Mal, he's just following the same hymn sheet that we never lie in rugby league. Everybody tells the truth all the time.
But how much would he be worth, though, Dobbo?
Well, mate, you can't. The NRL, see, in the old days, I mean, Mark Gasnier, when he came back, I think in 2011 to win that St. George Premiership, when it was, came back from France on $80,000 a year. He's probably worth $1 million a year. It was some. So now they've put stipulations in. Minimum, they have to pay him is $500,000. And you can't back end the deal to give him a job afterwards. The NRL has said, no. It's a pure football contract. You're not going to have the old Darius Boyd, here's a four-year deal, play for three, and then in the last year we'll give you a little community job at $900,000 a year. That's not going to happen anymore. They put a stop to that. But the biggest atrocity of the whole thing, and I don't know where you guys sit on this, and is that today the State of Origin games got announced. And I don't know what we have done wrong, but the first game is in Melbourne, second game in Brisbane, last game in Sydney. But I'm sorry, whatever happened to 1 year Queensland get two, the next year New South Wales get two?
Dave and I said the same thing.
One to Melbourne. I don't want to give one to Melbourne. I don't even want to go to Victoria because of the COVID down there. And now they're going to play on the 9th of June, game one of the State of Origin at the MCG. Sure, the government pay it and they get good money. But seriously, it's State of Origin. Two states, New South Wales, Queensland. Victoria got nothing to do with it.
They're not even invested into it. No, exactly.
You're right.
The AFL would never, ever, ever bludgeon their games if they didn't have to. I mean, I understand last year there was a grand final up here, but do you ever think if they had the equivalent of State of Origin, they'd let it happen in Queensland? If it was between South Australia and Victoria, it would never happen.
No.
One, we wouldn't support it. That's the first thing. And two, it just wouldn't happen. So I can't believe it. It's been announced today, game one, State of Origin, MCG. We've got game two. It's a Sunday night, so that'll be a good weekend in Brisbane.
Everybody will have Monday off.
That's exactly right. And then game three down in, obviously, down in Sydney. So fingers crossed, we go to Sydney and we've already won the series. That'll be the best result.
Don't say that. Good on you, Dobbo, mate. We'll catch up with you next week when Cam Smith signs with the Mackay Cutters.
And don't forget the rush hour this afternoon here on Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast.